Okay, because we've got you and you've got this deadline and we've got 5 minutes or four before we get started, let's just kind of walk through those invitations. So it really is all about the case open routine. I hope you've been studying case open routine in your
Yes.
base camp, have you?
I have. I finished, and it's kind of funny. I finished, what's today? Today's Thursday. Tuesday night, I did two and three, and I started four, and it just like went, four went straight over my head, and I was like, okay, I got to do, okay, I can do. And then I talked to Sarah today, and Sarah encouraged me, keep going, it'll click. And so, anyway, that just encouraged me to do four.
Awesome. Good for you. And it really will. It'll click, but it might take some repetition. So don't even worry this first time through about doing exercises. Just let it wash over you and then come back in repetition, start working on exercises. And that might help you. But just think
I
about
love that.
this. Rapport plays are really easy. So most of these 10 calls you're going to make between now and Saturday or now and Sunday will be from your first experience list, right? People you've been thinking about and generating that you know you'd like to invite, friends.
Exactly.
Okay, so mostly your rapport play here is, hey, it's Jonna. That's your rapport play. It's all, hey, it's Jonna, how are you? And really the how are you is really valuable here because much of what you see in the case open routine looks like it's just a straight through script, and we don't want it to be that way. We want it to be interactive. And so when you get to the end of case open routine, what you're going to see is that conversation mobilizes the plays. So when you run it, hey, it's Jonna, how are you? It invites them into the conversation. And you let
Yeah.
that conversation take its course. And then you come back to, hey, the reason I'm calling is I've just started a program for personal development, and I've been thinking about you. So that wouldn't be a bad positioning play, just very simple. And let them respond. Your friend will say, well, tell me what you're doing. That's a natural response here. And you will go with something like, it's called Sixth Dimension. In fact, if you could get that up here, I've just started a personal development plan called Sixth Dimension. If you can get that there, it's perfect. And then the next, oh, well, tell me about that. What are you doing? Well, it's all about personal development, helping others, and creating wealth. And already, here's your proof. So run those together. Already, it's shaping the way I think and the way I behave, the way I act and the way I behave. Already,
Wow.
it's shaping the way I think, act, and behave. I'm really excited. So something like
Love
that.
that.
And in
I
fact,
love that.
the founder, Dr. Scott Baird, is going to be in town on Friday night. I'd love for you to come and meet him. Schedule the next
Love
event. Does that make sense as a quick rapport play?
It makes perfect sense, and I absolutely love it. You just bless, I'm freezing when I think about, because I've tried to tell people, and then I just kind of freeze because I'm like, I don't know, I don't really know what to say. But that, I mean, that's beautiful. It's perfect. And I even, the other night, Tuesday night, I posted Ella Wheeler Wilcox's poem
Isn't
that
that
you.
great?
And I got two responses, and I've frozen. I'm like, okay, now what do I say? And
Okay,
so
perfect,
I just.
perfect. Okay, so let me just jump in. So
Okay.
they've already responded. You're going to just re so now your rapport play is going to be something like this. Oh, thank you so much for responding. I'm just all new at this social media stuff, and so it's really gratifying to have you re respond. Thank you so much. I'm really excited So I've just started, you can go right to the same play. I've just started a program for personal development and growth called The Sixth Dimension. And it's all about personal development, helping others, and creating wealth. It's already changing the way I think and the way I behave. I'm so excited about it. In fact, so you can just go right to the play set. Does that make sense?
Scott, I had no idea that when I, because I'm driving, I had no idea that when I got on this phone just hoping to hear something, that I would get as much as I've gotten in the last few minutes. And I cannot thank you enough.
Well,
Thank you.
Donna, I hope it's useful. And I'm saying to Ethan right now, when you compile this coaching session tonight, make sure you preserve this first 5 minutes of this interaction with Jonna and me, because it's
Yes.
so instructive. It is some we make that goal and we set the deadline, but then it's paralyzing. We don't know what to say. And so we make it
Yes.
way too complex and way too hard when really it's 60 words.
It's simple.
And when you nail this, Jonna, and those play, because they're plays, you can use them over and over again, just letting it conversation
Yeah.
mobilize it. Okay, so everybody's just joining the coaching session here. But Jonna, I want you to just summarize for everybody else what we've just experienced in this first few minutes before the coaching session began. And I'm going to stand out of the way so you can see the board and utilize your plays. But tell us what you're doing. Tell us about schedule the next event, and then tell us about where you were, the fear, and then what we talked about.
Okay, well, I can't see the board, so
I'm
I'm gonna,
sorry.
this is,
Maybe
no,
anybody
it's
else
fine.
can.
No, it's fine. I was just telling Scott, I've just got a few minutes, and I just wanted to hear the little bit I could, but I'm paralyzed every time I think about talking and inviting someone to Georgia's, to the opportunity meeting next Friday night. I gave myself a deadline to talk to 10 people by the end of Sunday to invite them to the meeting. Anyway, Scott just, oh my gosh, he just gave me this plethora of information, of what I can say. And just to have a conversation, it says, hi, this is Jonna. How are you doing? And just tell them, I've come into this wonderful program that is for personal development. It's helped me immensely in just the 2 weeks that I've, oh, I'm saying too much.
No, 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 that's a great proof. Okay, let me back up and join you. Is that okay, Jonna? So let's
Yes,
think about
please.
this. Let's think about some good things that Jonna did. And part of our coaching sessions are about case study. So Jonna's is a great case study, and we'll get into the other things that we were going to talk about tonight. But I love that we've got Jonna here as a case study. So one of the things, if we think about what we like about what Jonna did, I love that Jonna set a deadline. She knows that we only perform to deadlines, so that she gave herself a deadline and a goal. Just think about everything that's going on in Jonna's life. This is proof, this is being a product of the product. She set a goal and she had a deadline because she knew she wouldn't perform without a deadline. Jonna, I love that. But then the fear creeps over. She's been doing a little bit of base camp course, but it seems so overwhelming and so scary. And so we just said, look, let's break this down. It's only 5 plays, 60 words. So it can go like this. All these 10 people come from your first experience, probably close friends and family. So your
Yes.
rapport play can be as simple as, hey, it's Jonna. How are you doing? That's your rapport play. You get on the phone or you email or you text, hey, it's Jonna. How are you doing? And the reason why, as you get started into the base camp course and you get these first 5 basic plays, it's going to feel like They're just all crunched together as one long dialogue, and it's not. You're going to get to that part eventually in the case open routine, but conversation is the medium that carries the message. These are just your talking points. They're your plays. It's just like the football field is the medium of exchange when we're playing the game of football. Well, in sales, conversation is the medium that carries the play set. So first play, hey, it's Jonna, how are you doing? Rapport play. Something simple, casual, something that you would normally always say, very few words. Second, oh, and then by the way, how are you doing? Let that conversation develop. Let them tell you about, oh yeah, we had grandma's birthday party and you know, Uncle Joe's dying, but you know, it's probably a good thing if he passed. You know, whatever that conversation is, let it happen. Don't be too anxious to press it too quickly. But as soon as it's appropriate in the conversation, then just jump in with, here's a positioning play. I've been thinking about you. That's a positioning play. I've been thinking about you. Or it can be a leading statement into your positioning play. Hey, I've been thinking about you, and that's why I called. I've just started a program for personal development called Sixth Dimension. Okay, let's count our words. I've just started a program for personal development. It's called Sixth Dimension, 11 words. Remember, when we've got the company name, it's only one word. So that's 11 words. That's our positioning play. I just started a program for personal development. It's called Sixth Dimension, 11 words. Now, you could jump right into your benefit and run position benefit proof together, or you could just pause there or use something like, that's why I've been thinking about you. And that will naturally drag them back into the conversation. Well, tell me more about it. What are you doing? Which naturally leads you to your benefit play. Sixth Dimension is all about personal development, helping others, and creating wealth. And already in just the first couple of weeks, I'm thinking differently. I'm changing my actions. And my behavior is becoming the behavior, a goal-oriented behavior. Something like that, as John had just talked about. So there's your positioning. And then you can let conversation, that's so exciting, Jonna. I'm thrilled for you. And then Jonna jumps back in. It is exciting. And in fact, Dr. Scott Baird, the founder, is going to be in town on Friday night. I'd love for you to come and meet him. There's your schedule, the next event. It can be just that simple. Now, Jonna, your thoughts about that play set as you get ready to make these 10 dials.
I can see myself saying that comfortably. I don't, it's not a natural, it would all be natural for me. That's what I love so much about it, is it's natural, I'm not pushing something on someone.
Jonna, I love that you catch that. That is what Sixth Dimension is all about. And in terms of the sales side, of course, it starts with that foundation of Griffin Hill Integrity Sales System. That Integrity Sales System is all about the normal way people think, process information, make conclusions, and decide. So it does feel natural, and it will feel natural. And here's the amazing thing. When you rehearse the plays, they even feel more natural when you use them. And there's nothing about this that is heavy-handed in terms of our sales. It's normal, it's natural, and we qualify. Because if you get to there, and you invite someone to come, and they say, oh, Jonna, I'm so excited you're doing this, but I'm so busy right now, I just don't have interest. Then you say, oh, that's great, I understand, it makes perfect sense. Look, as you see my social media posts coming up, you'll notice the change in me and how excited I am about it. I hope you won't be offended by those posts. And at any time you have interest, You call and I'll see if I can get you in touch with Dr. Baird. It just, so again, why? Because case open routine. Okay, Deborah Woolley, you're on. Debbie, why? What are we trying to do at case open routine? Qualifying for only one thing. What is it?
We're turning suspects into prospects.
Exactly right. We turn suspects into prospects. And the standard of evaluation is, did they schedule the next event? And we're qualifying only for interest. And if we go through all of that and we tell them it's all about personal development, helping other people and creating wealth, and it's changing my life already in 2 weeks. If we get all of that done and they're not interested, we haven't ignited interest in them. We've got more work to do. And that's what our social media posts will continue, excuse me, will continue to do is ignite that interest. So we'll never be pushy in Sixth Dimension. It's always normal and natural and invitational. We're just inviting. And so, Jonna, that you picked up all of that, I love. Now, I'll let you final thoughts, Jonna, and then we'll move on to our other coaching topic tonight.
I hope I can I hope I can have access to this before the weekend. I don't know if that's possible, but Scott, I love this because of the integrity of it, the integrity of all of it. And
Jonna, again,
that's
you are just so profound in what you're learning and discovering. That's exactly why we call it the Griffin Hill Integrity Sales System. And part of integrity, and by the way, we're not going to get to our other topic. We're going to expand this case study, which is part of coaching rotation, as you know. But all of this is about integrity, and part of integrity is honoring other people, honoring their desires, honoring their wishes, honoring what they want. Now, also part of integrity is being persuasive, stimulating that interest, stimulating that desire. We wouldn't have integrity if we weren't doing that. We couldn't help them. So I love that discussion. Okay, Ethan, you're on. I'm going to have you unmute. Ethan and Dr. Stubbs are our AMP coaches tonight. Ethan, would you unmute if you can hear me? Okay, my AMP team is not being a very good team. Jonna, what I'm going to do is make sure that we get this posted as early in the day tomorrow as possible so that you'll have
Great.
access to it and be able to utilize it.
I'm thrilled. Thank you so much, Dr. Baird. I really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you hanging tight, and I know you have other places you need to be gone to, but your commitment to be on the coaching call is impressive and appreciated. So thank you. Okay, I'm going to let Jonna put her mute back on, and let's just continue to build on this case study. So first of all, you'll remember, Debbie Woolley, would you unmute again and tell us, Debbie, remind us of the four elements of the Griffin Hill Integrity Sales System.
Process,
Process.
plays,
Plays.
metrics,
Metrics.
and coaching.
And coaching.
And by the way, Scott,
Yes, ma'am.
I have Cameron Marsh that has joined us for this training that you met
Cameron,
last.
oh, it's so awesome to have you with us. I hope you're getting something out of this already. And welcome. Is your spouse with you, Cameron?
No, she had a long day, so she decided to stay home.
Yeah, I get it. And these coaching sessions might not always be the most convenient time to get them. So much like we just talked about with Jonna, we'll get them posted as rapidly as possible so that you can find your scheduled convenient time to get the coaching session. They are very important, and we want you to get them. Okay, so if we think about process, let's just think about what we just did. Debbie, oh, you just muted again.
No,
Debbie, give me the elements of process.
You caught me off guard, Scott. Hang on.
So we've got 6 steps in the Griffin Hill Integrity Sales System. And if you've got your workbooks with, by the way, it would be worthwhile on your Thursday night coaching session. This is business coaching night. And so we're going to always be talking about ways, business principles, entrepreneurship, salesmanship, we're going to hit all of those things. So to have your Integrity Sales System workbook with you or open is useful. Okay, Debbie, back page, if you've got it, you've got the 6 steps in the Griffin Hill Integrity Sales System.
Yeah, I got case open, needs audit, solution presentation, adapted solution presentation, closing interactions, fulfillment and follow-up.
Okay, so that's the entire system right there. So as you watch these Basecamp course, everything is going to be about that and about this. So there's process. Well, we just did this with Jonna in terms of plays. We looked at the basic plays of the case open routine, which are rapport, position, benefit, prove, and schedule the next event. 5 basic plays for the case open routine. These 5 basic plays turn suspects into prospects. So think about what Jonna told us. She's got a list of 10 people from her first experience. She wants to reach out and talk to them, but she's nervous. She's a bit paralyzed. She doesn't know what to say. And the more she says, the more complex it gets, the harder it is to be persuasive. Keep it simple. Rapport. Hey, it's Jonna. What's up, girl? Position. Hey, I've been thinking about you because... And all of that is simply conversational mobilization. Our positioning play is because I just started this program for personal development. It's called 6th Dimension. And that's why I've been thinking about you. Great. That's cool. I'm glad you've been thinking about me. Tell me more about it. Well, it's all about personal development, helping other people, and creating wealth. Benefit play. In fact, in just the 2 weeks that I've been enrolled, I'm now changing everything about me. I now have a goal orientation. I'm acting with greater confidence. I'm progressing and making more confident decisions than I've ever made in my life. Oh, Jonna, I'm so excited for you. That's wonderful. Conversation. It is wonderful. And that's why I just can't wait for you to meet Dr. Scott Baird. He's going to be in town on Friday night. Well, that's our rapport, position, benefit, proof, schedule the next event, all mobilized by conversation. That's how the plays work. Okay, so then we've got, and there are plays, of course, with each stage of process. Then we've got metrics. So one of the things that Jonna will be thinking about, out of 10 people, how many said, dude, I'm all over that. I want to come. Or I want to come, but this one I can't. Can you get me into another one? Well, what percentage of 10, what number of 10? Maybe it's 4. Maybe it's 8. So now we can start measuring and say, okay, how well are my plays doing? Do I need to tweak them? Do I need to rehearse better? Now we use metrics to get better and better and better. Finally, coaching, and this is the piece that I wanted to get us to. When we think about coaching, there are 4 key elements in our rotation. Number 1 is a numbers day. The first week of every month, we analyze our performance from the previous month. That's numbers day. Number 2 is case study day. That's what this coaching session turned out to be. And by the way, it's my very favorite. This is exactly how Harvard Business School does all of their business instruction, case study. So anytime you can come with a question or an idea that stimulates our instruction here, it's the most powerful way to do our instruction. So tonight we took on the case of Jonna as she was saying, I've got an upcoming scheduled next event in my life. It's Friday, March 17th. I've got to invite people. I set another deadline to call at least 10 people by Sunday night. But now I'm afraid. I'm paralyzed. I don't know what to say or how to say it. So that was our case study. So we listened to Jonna. We looked at the things she was doing well. That's number one in our case study, is we look for things to celebrate. So let's see. Georgia, do I have you? Georgia, if you can, do we have Johnny B with you as well?
No, he just got off work. We're kind of going crazy today trying to get ready to come up there tomorrow.
I'll be so excited to see you.
He just got off work, so he's not here.
Okay, Georgia, I'll pick on you just a little bit. What was celebratory about what Jonna did? You know, there are some things we wanted to work on, but what can we celebrate about what Jonna did already? What did she do well?
Well, I caught in the end of that. I came on when she was just finishing up, but I think just the fact that she walked through her fears and got confidence to go ahead and do it, you know. But I caught the tail end of what Jonna had.
But Georgia, you nailed it. Okay, so one thing, thank you, you can mute back up again. One thing, as Georgia points out, that Jonna did really well, she got into that first experience exercise. She thought about those questions. She made notes. She got a list of names. And on that list of names, there were at least 10 people that she wanted to invite. Awesome. That's a great takeaway. Okay, Natalie, welcome. Good to have you with us tonight. Natalie, can you unmute? I'm not sure you can even hear me. But if you can, okay, awesome, Natalie. Natalie, what else was celebratory about what Jonna did?
That she went for it. She kind of overcame her fear.
Yeah, I love it that she said, look, I am scheduling a deadline for myself. Despite her fear, she's saying, I'm giving myself a firm deadline. And that's the essence of going for it. Once you've got a deadline, you got to perform. So, Natalie, I love it. That is absolutely celebratory. Thank you. You can mute yours again.
Thank you.
Habaker, welcome. Good to have you with us. Would you unmute, John? I don't know if you got the early part of our case study discussion, but if you did, what did you like about what Jonna did or what she was feeling? Or what was celebratory about that?
Well, it's been mentioned, but to me, she's overcoming her fears by acting. She's moving forward in writing the list or making a list and setting a deadline. I think those are the two powerful things. And bless her heart, she was quite fearful on this at the beginning and just made a commitment to go to the coachings and listening there. That's helping her believe more in herself, is just gaining the confidence.
John, I love that. What Jonna is doing, if you all heard that and listened to what John just said, Jonna is already becoming a product of the product. She is learning to overcome fears. She's learning to think in ways that are courageous and exciting. She's becoming a product of the product. Okay, so all of those are things that each of us can emulate, that Jonna is paying attention, she's going for it, she's scheduling the next event, she's acting with courage, she's becoming a product of the product. Okay, well, that's the second week in our coaching, so all of this is about coaching. The third week is about theory. Now, so far, we've been laying theoretical foundation for high performance. We talked about priming, the way we prime our minds. That's about theory. Better check my time. Okay, I'm running out. That's theory day discussion. When we talked about the formulas for high performance, that's theory day discussion. It makes us smarter. We understand the science. It helps us to understand what we're all about. Well, that's theory day in the third week. And the fourth week is skill day. Well, so even in today's discussion, you can see why case study is so powerful. It gave us an opportunity to talk about some of the theory and work on our skills in terms of those five basic plays of the case open routine. Look, these coaching sessions, as we talk about real life situations and how the system, this entire system of human performance and human development and human growth can come to bear to change our thoughts, to change our actions, and to change our habits, just becomes profound. All right, would you each take just a few minutes, reflect and write. What stood out to you and why? Where did you have an idea that you don't want to forget? Maybe it was one of the plays in the case open routine. Maybe it was the things that we were celebrating about Jhana. Maybe it was that you too feel like Jhana. You're starting to, you're feeling the energy and the excitement, and you're beginning, you're starting. Your thoughts are changing, your actions are changing, your habits are changing. Oh, but it's still frightening and you don't know exactly what to say. But now you've been given a little bit more guidance and instruction. Where did you hear something? Reflect and write 3 to 5 things that stood out to you tonight. And then in the context of those 3 to 5 things, ask yourself, what do I want to have happen? If I'm building a business, my own personal consulting practice, what did I learn tonight that will help me to build my business? And what do I want to have happen? And then after that, ask yourself, okay, what am I willing to commit to do in order to make that happen? All right, I'll give you time to reflect and write. I'll put myself on mute. Give us maybe 2 or 3 minutes, and then we'll jump back into the second part of our coaching session. Okay, I'm so excited about our case study discussion. I want to hear a little bit from some of you, maybe a takeaway, something that stood out to you, something that was useful for you in our coaching session. I did, during our little break, check with our AMP coach. Ethan and Dr. Stubbs are in tonight. And they said, yeah, we'll have this up. It'll be posted before noon tomorrow. It takes time to process everything and get it up, but it will be up. So where you get it is on your Achievement Hub, and then you'll see your archive there, and all of those sessions are archived on your Achievement Hub. So awesome. Natalie, I want to hear from you. Would you dive in here? One thing that stood out to you tonight that was useful as you think about business coaching.
I loved how when you were doing the demonstration on the phone call, how the transparency, how clear about your intentions you are from the very start. You know, I was thinking about you because I've been doing this program, and just the kind of simplicity of that, and they know where you're coming from the very beginning.
Natalie, what a brilliant insight. Brand new, by the way, to our Sixth Dimension family. Natalie, good to have you with us. So you can mute back up. Look, I love the things that you said here, Natalie. Two essential things that you captured. Transparency. This is all about integrity. It's honoring other people. We never want to inappropriately push. We do want to persuade, but we don't want to inappropriately push or demand, and we want to be transparent. That's part of our integrity. And the other word you used was simplicity. I love, that's exactly right. Taking these complex things and making them simple is really what Integrity Sales System is all about in Sixth Dimension. I love that. Let's see, John Nebaker. One thing, is Cammy with you tonight, John?
Yes, I am.
Yes, she is.
Wonderful. Let's hear from each of you some a takeaway from coaching session tonight from each of you.
Well, I have the same kind of thing. I have the number one is conversation is the medium. That was strong. And then don't overwhelm about this. Be natural. Keep it simple. Don't overwhelm yourself with what you're trying to learn is what I got out of it.
John, again, I love both of those things. Conversation is the medium. So it really takes you clear to the end of getting in base camp course, getting through all of this, including the putting it all together, before you get that lesson. That conversation is the medium that carries the playset. So I love that you picked that up. That's very powerful. Cammie, what about for you? One thing.
Well, you just said something about case study, how that stimulates questions. And I was just thinking about that. If I did my own case study and I stimulated some questions, that would lead to solutions. And so I love that thought that tonight we're talking about questions that Jonna had, but it's led to solutions. So I need to do that myself.
Wow, Cammie, you are absolutely brilliant. And as you think that way, it enriches our coaching sessions. I love it. Okay, let's see. Cameron, I want to hear from Cameron. Cameron, one thing you got out of a 20-minute coaching session, tight as can be, but it should have been power-packed. I hope you got something useful out of it. Cameron, one thing for you tonight.
Yes, I liked the set the next appointment at the very end, just because, like, I run a family business, and that's one thing that we talk a lot about, but it's sometimes difficult to have on the forefront of keeping just the simplicity of saying, you know, kind of setting the stage to set the next appointment for dealerships that I do work for, or customers with retail. We'll have these great conversations. I'll explain our product and the work that I do. And then there's lots of times that it's like, okay, well, now what? You know, are you interested? Do you want me to do your work? And so I like how just the transition of the case, or the, what was it called?
Yeah, case open.
Case open. I like that whole process down to the setting the next event.
Okay, Cameron. Look, whether you want to do the sixth dimension side or not, you've got to get enrolled, because the Power of Integrity sales system will boost your productivity in your family business. It will help you to get more customers, close them faster than ever before, and make sure that you grow your revenue. That's just from Base Camp course, one teeny little piece. So even if you never intend to use this for anything else than to say, I'm going to grow my home, my family business, you got to get product. Awesome. Great takeaway. Nicely done. Mike, are you there?
Yeah.
Awesome. Wonderful. Mike, one thing for you tonight.
Well, my takeaway so far tonight is that my 3-year-old granddaughter likes suckers, because I'm on the babysitting trail. So that's
okay,
kind of where I
shouldn't
am.
Have picked on you then. That's part of the danger. All right, Debbie, one thing for you. I'll make you respond then for the couple.
Well, I'm going back to Jonna. I love that we celebrate little things. It's something that was overwhelming to her, but the schedule of the next event. But the fact that she made her list and did the schedule the next event, I know what that's like. If I schedule the next event, I'm going to rise to the occasion. And that's a huge step. And I also like how much attention that she's getting from everybody over this, that in her mind, she might think, well, that doesn't look big compared to somebody else. But it was huge for her. And it makes me think I can go back on some of these things. I tend to feel like it's got to be monumental in everyone's eyes before I can celebrate it. And I'm going to go back and start celebrating my little steps.
Oh, that's the key. Look, when we think about this pattern of 5 steps, and I love this pattern, and you're going to hear it from me over and over again. And in fact, you're going to get it again at conference. Come to our first ever conference. We launch March 1, and our first conference is March 25. That's going to keep us on this schedule of a semi-annual conference in September, and then our annual conferences in March. So block out that time. I hope you've seen the emails. Georgia, I'd love for you to bring a contingent from Henderson, 10 to 2 on the 25th. But you're going to hear these 5 things from me over and over and over again. Number one, be a product of the product. That's the first step. But that's it's we wait for it to be such a big thing. So number two here is recognize that you're becoming a product of the product. Recognize each little thing. When you say, wow, I scheduled a next event. I gave myself a deadline. I'm calling people. I never would have done that before. Recognize those little baby incremental steps of improvement. And then number three, celebrate them. Just as we have with Jonathan and I, celebrate them. Recognize them and celebrate them. And to celebrate them means to share. Tell people about it. And then number four, engage. When people respond to your sharing and your celebration, engage them. And when we say engage, what do we mean? We mean case open and needs audit. Look, Cameron, in your home-based business, this is exactly, you're looking who out there is a product of the product. Those are your proof plays in your case open routine. You've got to be able to recognize the proofs. And then you've got to celebrate them by sharing them with other people. And then you engage them when they respond. You engage them with your case open routine and your needs audit, which leads you to invite. And that pattern, if we all did this, we would grow six dimensions so explosively that it would, look, we're all part of something unique and powerful and wonderful, and I'm really excited about it and excited to share it with all of you. But that pattern is going to be, you're going to hear that from me over and over and over again. Now, to that end, tonight's coaching session, we spent this the entire time on our case study discussion, but that's exactly what this is about. That's exactly what this is about. Sixth dimension is about personal development. Everyone on the coaching session tonight helped to elevate and contribute to Jonna's personal development. And Jonna's growth influenced each of us. Sixth dimension is about personal development. Number two, sixth dimension is about helping others. You all helped Jonna. And she, with her case study, helped all of us. And we grew tonight. We got smarter. We changed our thought processes. We're going to get better and more effective. If Cameron never does anything else with sixth dimension, he will go home tonight a better business person because of the power of the case open routine that Jonna opened the door for with her case study. Personal development. Helping others, and creating wealth. We don't have to be shy about creating wealth. We use wealth. We use that foundation of strength as the oxygen mask. If we don't have a foundation that is stable under us, we don't have an oxygen mask to put on ourselves so that we can be strong and thereby have a platform from which we can help other people. Sixth dimension is all about personal development, helping other people, and creating wealth. And thank heavens that that's what it's about. And as we do this together, we can see in each individual personal development, personal growth, exactly as we saw in Jonna tonight, who is giving up lifelong fears in favor of calm and courage. And do you realize that this is going to change Jonna and Randall and their marriage and their children's children for generations, because they will all be better performers because of what Jonna is learning and developing. So that's what sixth dimension is all about, and it's changing us. So let's take a moment and celebrate this. Would you reflect about each of these six dimensions? Well, before we do that, just ask this. Where is there in your life a place that you're just really satisfied, that you're just feeling good about yourself and your performance and what's going on? Ask that question and maybe write two or three things. Now, next step, let's go to, okay, I'm feeling good about these things. I can leverage these to grow and perform and become even more. But now let's look at some evaluation, some places that we might not be totally satisfied. with where we are or what we're doing or what we're becoming. Let's do this in the context of each of the dimensions. Number one, as we think about, as you think about, or all of us collectively, think about health, wellness, and personal fitness. Ask yourself this question. What am I doing about my nutrition? How would I rank myself on my nutrition? Am I so busy that I get caught up eating fast foods and junk foods and stupid foods? Or am I doing a really good job of giving my body the nutrients that it needs by being conscious of the way I eat? Give yourself a score, you know, 1 to 5. Give yourself a score on that. Next, still in health, wellness, physical fitness, ask yourself, how well am I doing at moving my body, at making sure that I'm moving in ways that I'm taking care of my heart? I love these commercials on the television right now that, you know, the person is standing side by side with a mirror image of themselves, and the ones where, labeled heart, and heart's giving them a note of resignation. I'm quitting on you. What do you mean you're quitting on me? You're not taking care of me. You're not paying attention to me. And by the way, when I quit on you, you're gone. How are we doing? Are we taking care of that heart? Are we moving? Not only that, when you take care of your heart, you're taking care of your brain. This is part of what protects you against Alzheimer's. Give yourself a score. How well am I doing on moving my body, exercise? 1 to 5. Maybe we'd go one more step into still in health, wellness, physical fitness. Maybe we would talk about body composition. I know that since starting these coaching sessions every Tuesday night and Thursday night, I'm putting on a few pounds. I've eroded my exercise and I've eroded the way I eat in my evening meals because I'm spending more time here at the office late into night and I'm missing my normal routine. I've got to figure out how to redo that. What about you? How are you doing with body composition? In America, obesity is one of the number one causes of preventable death. Pretty profound. Okay, let's go to the next dimension. Intellectual fitness. Lifelong learning and scholarship fitness. Are you doing exactly what Cammie talked about? Are you thinking about situations? Are you thinking? Remember we talked about thinking the other night? Are we thinking about wholesome things? Things that will help us to elevate, grow, become? Are we thinking critically? Are we asking ourselves questions and answering them? Are we thinking strategically with a goal orientation? Are we thinking tactically? What will I do? Are we thinking in ways, once we do that, now we can start thinking creatively so that we can solve problems and to grow and develop. That's what lifelong intellect, lifelong learning, and scholarship fitness is all about. Number three, social, emotional, well, score yourself 1 to 5. Social, emotional, relationship fitness. How well are you serving other people? How well are you expressing your feelings about the people nearest to you? Are you cultivating stronger relationships? Just think about Jhana. Think about what happens in a case open routine because you're reaching out to them about sixth dimension. Those little words, I've been thinking about you. 5 powerful words. And you know what? They're all true because they were those names. Those are names of people on Jhana's list. She's been thinking about them. She's been stewing about them. She knows that they can grow and become along with her. What about you? What are you thinking about? Who are you thinking about? How are you communicating that? Score yourself 1 to 5. How are you doing on that scale? Number four. Fourth is all about industry, career, and financial fitness. How are we doing? Are you carrying a load of debt? Are you responsibly managing your finances within the constraints of your spending plan? Are you making sure that you are planning ways to save, invest, and prepare for retirement? One of the key things, number one, even in Dave Ramsey's book, he talks about the greatest power. The greatest power isn't the debt snowball. The greatest power isn't the budget. The greatest power isn't the way you live. The greatest power is your income. What can you do to impact your income? So give yourself a score on all of those, number four. Number five, spiritual fitness. This is really about faith, hope, charity. Faith, do you believe in something bigger in the universe, an overarching power, the divine? Do you believe in a deity, a God? Having a faith in a deity may sound strange from sixth dimension, but it's fundamental to human performance. All the research tells us that this belief in a divine changes our thoughts, actions, behaviors, habits. What about hope? Do you have hope that things are going to be better for you? That there's a new world that you can dream of, you can set goals to achieve? And what about charity? Are you taking care of your neighbor in the same way you would take care of yourself? Give yourself a score. Okay, what about that achievement domain? I'll maybe just stop with this one element of achievement domain. Do you have written goals? Are they time-bound? Give yourself a score, 1 to 5. All right, well, I want to hear some reports. Let's see, who can I pick on? Cammy. Cammy, I'm going to come to you. Cammy Nebaker, tell us, where did you come up with a score that you said, oh my goodness, I should be a better girl than that. What am I going to do? Where did you have a score that you're saying, okay, I'm going to use sixth dimension and get better at that?
Oh, of course, it's health and wellness. I've abused my body. I'm like you. I don't have time to eat. I'm running here. I'm running there. And yes. So,
okay, Tammy, you and I are going to figure out this interruption to our schedule together, and we're going to get our bodies back where they should be, because okay. That's part of sixth dimension. Is that a deal?
It's a deal.
Awesome. Thank you. Georgia, what about for you? Where did you say, wow, this is a part of my life that I want to grow, I want to develop?
Well, it's a hard one for me because some of the things that they're really good about and some I don't really want to develop. The social part, I have a lot of people, a lot of interactions through my church calling and through my family. So I really don't do anything socially other than that. Have no desire to though. So yeah. Can I give myself a 5? Because I'm really satisfied with what's going on.
I love it. That's a good, I love that you've identified a place of great strength. And where did you have one that you said, okay, I want to work on this?
Industry, business, building, money, finance. I really do need to study that and understand that more. The Dave Ramsey, when you talk about that, that's all really, I feel I'm really weak on that.
Oh, Georgia, I love this. Okay, so everything that we've talked about here, when you come to conference, we're going to dwell on these pieces.
I'm all at a conference. Are you going to record any of the conferences?
We'll record it all, Georgia. We'll record it all so that you can get it if you can't be here.
No, Tiffany and I had pre-committed to a health wellness fair, and we can't really back out. It's been a four-month commitment.
Yeah, I get it. Okay, that's okay. We'll get it recorded and make sure that we make it available to you.
Oh, thank you. That was concerned that I was not going to be on top.
No, you'll really enjoy it, and you'll be able to get it. Okay, so look, that's really the first opportunity. The first opportunity of sixth dimension is to say, I've got some strengths. You haven't seen this yet. You're going to see an achievement day. Remember, we talked about will and systems on yesterday, Tuesday. And tomorrow, we said we're going to do strengthen a weakened will. But one of the elements of strengthen a weakened will is identify your strengths and leverage them. Just as we talked about with Georgia, she's really good at this social emotional relationship fitness piece. It's a 5. This is a great strength. We can leverage it. Then the other piece is identify your strengths and or weaknesses and neutralize them. And that's really the first advantage, the first opportunity of sixth dimension is to grow. That's why Cameron is going to be a better business person, even if he never takes advantage of the economic side of Sixth Dimension, business coaching, entrepreneurship coaching, Griffin Hill Integrity Sales System will grow your business. So awesome, great. Now we know that it is our nature, particularly in our parental role. Georgia, you've done this all your life. You've sacrificed economically for those around you, for your children, for your grandchildren, for your friends, for your neighbors. Now, that comes from your great strength of social, emotional, and relationship. And that sacrifice on your behalf for them causes you to say, I've got concerns about that industry dimension in my life. And I love that because we're here to help and strengthen that very thing. But that's the nature of parenthood. We sacrifice. Number one rule that we hear every time we get on an airplane, get that oxygen mask on you. Cameron, your business is going to be better when you're getting personal development and growth. If you're not developing personally in your skill set, in your mindset, in your skill set, then your business can't grow. Your business loses its North Star and its grounding force in the same way that the family does. So I love, Cameron, that you're with us and that you're getting this piece of information tonight. Well, that's why part of that development, I believe, we've been doing this from business to business for more than 30 years. We haven't done it a lot with the small business, the family-owned business, because our prices have been more geared to medium-sized to large businesses. But when we take this at $180 a month for an individual development, you just think about it. In a corporate world, business to business, we charge $260 just for Basecamp course alone. And here what we've done is we've said, look, we're gonna discount that by 30%. Does that mean we don't have price integrity? No, it's a volume discount that is already in our scheduled pricing. We're not cheating this customer because that customer already knows that you can get it at that price if you buy 500 of them. So we've already given Sixth Dimension the volume discount so that people like Cameron can say, look, I need this, I want this, and I can afford it from my business. That's a legitimate and honest and teeny business expense for my ongoing development. $180 a month, and by the way, you can have a partner participate with you or your spouse. It's really only $90 because you get it for two people. Well, even then, remember, as we talked about Dave Ramsey, as powerful as a budget, a spending plan is, as powerful as the debt snowball is for debt relief, as powerful as thinking about saving, investing, and preparing for retirement is, nothing is as important as your own income earning potential. That's the number one power here. We want to bring that to bear for a spending plan and for debt relief and for savings and investment. But that's really the second opportunity here with Sixth Dimension, is to say, okay, I know I've got to live within my constraints. And if I were Cameron, I would definitely make the family business pay for that. It's a legitimate business expense. That's what I would do. And by the way, for the rest of you, it's why one of the questions on your list is, who do you know that owns a business? Every small business person ought to be in Sixth Dimension, even if it's not for the income earning potential. This is 30 years of corporate business development power that we're getting here. But if somebody needs that business earning opportunity, then what we're saying, in exactly the same way we've said at Griffin Hill for 30 years, we will compensate people to sell, help, and train. And we do that here. Why wouldn't we do it in our business to consumer, our B2C world? Of course we will. We compensate 33% to sell. That means it's $60. at that front line. Now, I've used three here for one simple reason. There's no magic about three. You can do 23. You can do 33. You can do whatever number you want. But the reason I use three here is because as we think about the industry side, we want to generate income and we want to live within the constraints of our budget. So what does this do? Well, it pays for our $180. We no longer have to pay for it. Okay, you say, but we only value what we pay for. Absolutely true. That's why we're exchanging one medium of one currency for another. We're sacrificing, we're giving up paying dollars in favor of social relationship currency. When we invite somebody else to participate with us, it strengthens our commitment. Cameron, as you join in partnership with Mike and Debbie, it strengthens their commitment to perform on the system and to help you, which, by the way, they will do. Part of what they're committed to do is to help you do that same thing, if that's what your interest is. If your interest is simply, I want to use this in my business, I don't want to use the income generating side, then they'll help you to do that. But when they help and you get somebody else involved, we'll honor their efforts and compensate them another $25. That allows us to say, okay, now let us train you, let us train you, the person I sold, to help this next person. And when we train you to do that same thing, then we'll honor them with another $25. Now, this is a really important point because this is a monthly commitment. You're getting coaching every Tuesday and every Thursday. You might not pick it up on Tuesday and Thursday. You might pick it up in the morning or Friday afternoon for Thursday's coaching session. As I said, they told me it'd be posted by noon tomorrow. But because that's monthly, that means we pay out the commission monthly. It means we pay out the help monthly. It means we pay out the train monthly. So what we're saying is we're committed to you. At Sixth Dimension, we're here to help and to train. We're committed to you. And that commitment is represented by the fact that we're saying, look, of the total dollars we bring in, we're willing to pay out to you, our partners, our consulting partners, 61% in compensation to sell, help, and train. That's $110 of every $180 is paid out. That leaves a total of $70 to go towards our contribution, our operations and profit contribution margin. Well, we're in great shape at Griffin Hill and Sixth Dimension, and we want you to be in great shape. Well, I don't know what the time frame for people will be here. It will be different for different people. What I do know is that for Debbie and Mike, this was 2 weeks and 2 days. For me, I would set this as a 30-day goal, give myself a deadline. We only perform to deadlines, and if we've got that deadline, then just like Jonna, oh, then I've got to have a deadline for a meeting, which means now I've got to have a deadline for calling people. We perform to deadlines. So I'd set that deadline for me. For some of you, you might set that as, look, I'm going to just do this at a leisurely pace. You might set it at 6 months. I'm going to just use mine for an example. Well, there's the simplest case. One person can get three. And I can promise you that if you will do that first experiment, first exercise, first piece in that list from husband and wife, you'll find out, you'll do that. That'll be done. You'll get that done. And you can get that done in 30 days. Well, that's the simplest case. If that one can get three, then that one can certainly get three, etc. And that can be done then in 30 days. And that can be done in 30 days. So every quarter, you could complete that pattern. Now, is it going to grow exact? John Nebaker, is it going to grow in exactly that symmetry?
No, it won't.
No, No, of course not. Sometimes you're going to get this one down before those two, and they're going to quickly get three, and they're going to quickly get one more down here, and you might still be working on your third. That's okay. We're using this, though, by way of illustration. If you think about a 30-day deadline, a 30-day goal, then help you. Look, that's what you did to sell your own. Help them. Help the people you brought in to do the same thing, to set a goal, have a deadline, and then train them to help others in that same way. Well, if you did that in every 90 days, that would mean we had 3 times 3, 9, 9 times 3, 27. If we sum those, that's 36 people. 36 people at which you're getting compensation of $25 per month, which means we just added $900 to your household income. That's what we mean in terms of the Dave Ramsey notion that you'll find in the industry dimension. Let's help you get out of debt. Let's help you to manage money. Let's help you to have a spending plan telling your money what to do rather than everybody else telling you what you must do with your money. Look, we've just expanded the constraint. That's why Mr. Ramsey says, look, income, you can have more power from income than any other thing. Because if you can add $900 to your monthly budget, we've just changed your world. We've talked about Sydney and Braden, who are buying a home. That's a house payment for them. So you can just see the power of this. But if you did that in 90 days, 4 units of 90 days would be 1 year. And if I got 3 in 90 days, if I said, okay, I'm going to do that for a year, I could get 12 people. That's on average one per month. If you followed that plan that I told you earlier in this session of be a product of the product, recognize it, celebrate and share, and then make sure that you engage and invite, engage using the case open and needs audit, and then invite. If you did only that, you couldn't help but get 12 people in the course of a year. But let's just take that, follow that through. So now I've got 12 times 12 because I'm going to help and train, and that equals 144. And I've got 144 times 12. And I don't know if Mike's anywhere close. Mike, is this 1728?
That's me all the time. Yeah, 1728. What? Did he ask me?
Yeah.
1728.
Okay, awesome. And that sum is 18.
I got to add it up. 18 something.
I want to say 72. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. 1872 times $25 gives us, I think Mike told me the other night, that's $46,800 in monthly recurring revenue. Now, that's, we say you do that in 1 year. You don't. You don't do that in 1 year. You get your 12 in 1 year. But you still got another year to help everybody else duplicate what you did and to train them to be able to duplicate what you did. You're still committed. So you're in this for a couple of years to get to that point. If you looked at my goal plan, yours might vary. But that's the second power, the second opportunity of the system. Now, look. There is power in what we do in personal development. That's the first opportunity. There is power in what we do to help other people. Look, what we haven't talked a lot about, and we probably won't talk a lot about it, but a portion of everything we bring in to Sixth Dimension, we use to help eliminate poverty, ignorance, and hunger. Because we care. That's why we're doing this. We're doing this to help other people, to save and change lives, and to create wealth. That's what you get to be part of. If that's not powerful and compelling and exciting, I don't know what is. We have an opportunity, you and I, to make an impact on the world, to change it for the good, and to change ourselves for good. So I invite you. I invite you to be part of the Sixth Dimension family, but I invite you to be an active part of the Sixth Dimension family. I'm grateful to be with you. Would you take a minute, reflect, and write? What stood out to you? Why? What 3 to 5 things resonated with your soul tonight in this portion of our coaching session? Based on those 3 to 5 things, what do you want to have happen in your lives? And what are you willing to commit to do in order to make those things happen? I'll give you just a minute to reflect and write. And I'm going to go. Let's see, Dr. Stubbs, are you on?
I am.
Can you unmute? What stood out to you tonight, Dr. Stubbs?
I enjoyed watching you play with numbers. As you know, I've had my share of qualms and questions and uncertainty about this, and I especially liked the question that Cameron asked about the sales system, and that's the one piece. In case you all don't know, I'm a brand new employee, and so I'm just learning this stuff like you are. But I thought to myself, if Cameron has his own family business and he applies those general principles to his sales, if he doesn't do anything else, his business is going to explode.
Absolutely brilliant. Thank you, Dr. Stubbs.
I just think it will.
And Natalie, you're brand new to the Sixth Dimension family. Welcome aboard. One thing that stood out to you tonight, Natalie.
I kind of agree. I think I really liked hearing that anyone we know who owns a business should have access to this and how huge of a help it would be to them. At some point, I had a question for you.
Yes.
So if I'm going to school out in Hawaii,
yes,
and I can't really invite people to meetings, I noticed on the email today that it said that we could have people come for the last 30 minutes.
You can, Natalie. That's the brilliance. That's exactly what Cameron is doing tonight. He's a participating guest, and every one of these are opportunity meetings, and you are welcome to invite guests, and you can invite them to the coaching session. What they can't do, of course, is get into the coaching session long term. So one of the things that you'll see happening soon is that we'll start changing that link in the code for that very reason. But we want you, Natalie, to invite people from anywhere in the world to come and participate with you in a coaching session and in an opportunity meeting. So if you'll think about what we did with Jonna, that schedule the next event piece, you can invite them to one of these Tuesday night or Thursday night meetings. So that you remember, every Tuesday night, we're working on some aspect of achievement, part of the six dimensions. And every Thursday night, we're working on business coaching, entrepreneurship coaching, so that you'll know which one you're inviting them to. Does that help, Natalie?
It does. And last question, if they're not physically with me, if I am inviting someone from somewhere that's not in Hawaii, how would they access the coaching sessions?
Okay, you would just be able to share that link with them from your email.
Once it's published?
About the coaching session.
Okay.
And here's this important option as well, Natalie. You can just sit down with them on the website and look at a coaching session from your archive and opportunity meetings from your archive. So you can actually share with them this very opportunity meeting.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Awesome. Great question. I love it a lot. Let's see. John Nebaker, one thing for you. Okay, I'm sorry. Cameron just called in. He knows I'm in a coaching session, so I've answered the phone because he knows I'm here. Do you have something for this group of people, Cameron?
No, I'll call you back.
Okay. All right, John Nebaker, one thing for you tonight.
I want to make money.
John, that makes me so happy to hear you say that. And John, the rest of you don't know this, but John is well on his way. In John's wallet, he's got all of it forever. His sessions are now paid for. So that you know how this flow works, from your very first one, we preserve that first $180 in your wallet, so that every time now it just replenishes and then that money flows. And John is one for whom it's paid. John, what a celebration for you and Cammie. Well done. I love it. Nicely done. Let's see. Georgia, one thing for you.
I feel like, John, I just, you know, there's so many people in need and so much that needs to be done financially, and I've always just, you know, I don't mind sacrificing, but there's so much more I'd like to do than have money and just go and drop food off at somebody's porch or donate to the GoFund. I just want money to do good with. That's all. I don't care where I live. That's not important, but I do want to be able to do a lot more for a lot more people.
And Georgia, so do I, and that's why that commitment on our part to contribute a portion of all our profits to alleviating hunger, ignorance, and poverty is so important to us.
Yeah, mine too.
We're committed. Thank you, Georgia.
I'm in to do that.
We're in. Let's do this. We can change.
Let's do it. Let's get it going.
You and me. I love it. Okay, let's go to the Woolley household. Cameron, one thing for you. Where did you have a thought or an idea that stood out to you that was worthwhile and valuable?
Well, I've definitely been thinking about this as a business aspect with our business. I've even spoken to my dad, who's our company owner, I'm partners with. And surprisingly, he's interested in this as well. He knows you and Griffin Hill. I think he signed up at one time when he worked for another company back in the 90s.
That's great.
And so I'm definitely interested in implementing this in our business structure, but I'm also interested in using this to make money as well on the side.
Look, Cameron, if you make that commitment, you will find great benefit and great advantage. Don't mistake, there will be doubts, there will be fears, just as Jonna shared with us tonight courageously, but we're all here to help, and we'll help you make this happen. Welcome aboard. Good to have you. Debbie, final thought to you, and then I'll stay for questions as long as anybody wants to ask questions.
Okay, so you're asking commitment, what we're ready to
commit?
Yeah,
where are you after tonight? So what are you thinking? What are you feeling? What are you experiencing?
Well, I'll pull in a little bit from my big brother, John, who on Tuesday night that has made me think, but again, triggering it tonight. I'm ready to commit to the trainings. I still have children at home that have events, choir concerts and stuff like that. So, but I will view them all, even if I can't be live. I'm ready to commit to the trainings. I'm ready to commit to EntreCon and the conference and any EntreCons that come. I'm excited. I met with Ethan today and Brooke, and I have reached a new level of confidence in doing that. I'm excited about that. So I'm all in again, 100%.
Awesome. That's so exciting. Debbie, unbeknownst to you, Cameron and I also visited about your interest in those, and we're developing a trade show strategy based on your interest and willingness. So okay. Hang on.
Okay. I'm in for the ride.
It's exciting. Well, great to be with you. I'll take questions as long as anybody wants to ask questions.